I was like 18, 19, and 20 in college, living in Boston, still at home. I had to withdraw from school, and I was living in my mom's basement, like hated by my mom and dad.
Oh,
like,
God.
I can't believe you.
One, two, oh, one, two, three, four. So many romantic dreams.
I was working at a gym from like 4 in the morning to like 8 in the morning, and then I was going to class. And I was also beginning to think about being a Navy SEAL, and so I was training like a lunatic as well. So I was a full day. And at the end of the day, I would throw on skates, like unwind for like a couple hours before I go to bed. I don't even remember if I ever lost.
Everything's gonna be fine.
And I remember over the course of maybe 6 months of playing this game, I started getting these little notifications on my TV. It was like one new message. And after a while, it started saying like 70 new messages. 1,000 new messages, 20,000 new messages. And I was like, okay, what is this? And so I go into my like email function, and it was literally like hundreds of thousands of messages all the way from EA Sports, you're the number one world ranked player, all the way down to like people challenging me. Like, you're not even that good. And all this like hate mail, like,
you think you're so good, you're good, man.
I load up the leaderboard, and there it is, my gamer tag, Pedroia1, the number one ranked person in the world. Dude, I was a fucking horrible Bud student. I was just lucky. It's like anyone that says that Bud, like there are people that make it and those that don't, like that's not true. There's such a huge element of just having good stretch of the days, getting lucky with injury. So like you get to third phase of Buds. I mean, it's pretty much like first phase all over again in that it's very like physically demanding and it's a lot of crappy things. But early on, you basically like huddle up in a group and they just light off a bunch of CS grenades, so like the military grade strength tear gas. It completely encapsulated us. Totally, like the fight or flight instinct kicked in, and I am pure flight. Like, dude, I bolted before I thought. Like, fell face first into a fucking cactus. The instructor's like looking at me, like, "Holy shit, what's wrong with you? Get the fuck back in the group." And I didn't. And I remember, like, so after it like settles and the gas settles, I was like, "Holy shit, that's so bad that I just did that." I'm like devastated, and it was like, who to blame? No one but me. And I went on a deployment, my first deployment, which was to Afghanistan, pretty confident that I would do a full career. And by all accounts, the deployment that we went on was kind of what I expected it to be. It was kinetic. You know, we were doing things that people would say that's what a Navy SEAL does. And at the end of the deployment, I was, not me, our whole team was involved in a kind of epic firefight / ambush that resulted in a grenade, actually a couple grenades, landing next to me and next to my five other teammates that were right next to me, and it detonated and
get it.
It actually was, you know, flown out through the medevac procedure. I was flown home.
Enemy down.
You know, being around my wife for the first time after getting back after this deployment, and her like, you know, packing this wound that's like in my hip and it's like totally obscene, it opened this discussion between us where, you know, what might have been a done deal, i.e. John will do a career, it was not that anymore. At the end of 2017, we had an event in San Francisco that was very loud, very public, and by the way, an amazing event. SEALs do not like it when people like me start telling everybody that I was a Navy SEAL, and here's my war story, and here's this, and there is an enormous, enormous resistance. People in that community, Their gut reaction is that person is exploiting something that they themselves alone did not build. As I came up to speak at this beautiful restaurant. There's all these people in the room, and I took the stage, really the center of the room, and I had a microphone. And I've given like 50 of these things, and I remember looking around and being like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this."